Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Tomorrow could be a big day for Mitt Romney.
I've got a good boost from the folks in Illinois. And if I can get that boost also from Wisconsin, I think we'll be on a path that'll get me the nomination well before the convention. Sure hope so.
Polls show Romney with a lead in Wisconsin, one of the places with a primary tomorrow. But the presidential primary is less of a story locally than the effort to get Governor Scott Walker, a Republican, out of office. He faces a recall election in June. You may remember Governor Walker made national headlines last year by pushing to cut benefits and collective bargaining rights for state workers. That sparked a huge protest in the Capitol. His approval today is 50% in Wisconsin. He's a hero to conservatives and continues to draw fire from the left. And now he's only the third governor in the history of the U.S. to be up for recall. Joining us with more is Sean Johnson. He's Capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
So I want to start by asking about the mood of voters in Wisconsin. We just got word at the end of last week that this recall election is happening for Governor Scott Walker. The Republican presidential primary campaign's been going on there. From what I understand, it's just been an onslaught of negative ads. Are Wisconsin voters just getting tired of it all?
It's hard to say. I mean, at some point you would think that there might be some kind of election fatigue because we've had a lot of them. We had 9 state Senate recall elections last year. This year we moved from our presidential primary to a primary for the recall, to the recall, to a U.S. Senate primary, to the November election. So, you know, at some point maybe that takes its toll on people. But I think as far as the mood of Wisconsin, if you're gauging the governor's staunchest supporters and his harshest critics, the mood's pretty intense. I mean, they're pretty into this. This is the battle that they've been kind of waiting for ever since the governor introduced his collective bargaining bill going back to February of last year.
Hmm. And are Democrats coalescing behind a candidate to go up against the governor?
Not just yet. The election was just officially ordered last Friday. Tom Barrett, the mayor of Milwaukee, who ran against Walker in 2010, announced on Friday that he was going to run in a recall election. So he has the highest name ID among Democrats, and you know that may prove to carry the day in some ways because it's such a shortened campaign season. It's a real sprint instead of a marathon. But there are other Democrats who are running, including Kathleen Falk. And she's a former county executive for Dane County, which is home to Madison. And she is the union-backed candidate. Nearly every union has endorsed her cause, and they're spending money on her behalf. They're funding a third-party group that's running ads on her behalf, largely because Kathleen Falk has said that if she's governor, she will veto any budget that does not include collective bargaining rights for public employee unions. It's a pretty hardline stand, and you know they feel like they've got a candidate in Kathleen Falk that they can get behind.
So the gubernatorial recall election is set for June 6th. The presidential primary is happening tomorrow. But if you're going out this morning talking to voters, asking them sort of open-ended questions about politics, do they want to talk about national politics or state politics today?
You know, maybe today with the primary tomorrow and the attention that we've gotten recently from Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney, you might find today that that people are a little more willing to talk about the presidential primary. But I would say in general that the recall has been, you know, much more all-consuming, that if you drive around Wisconsin, especially in the most Democratic or the most Republican parts of Wisconsin, you're finding yard signs that either say recall Walker or stand with Walker. That's the debate that everybody's having right now.
Also with us is Charles Franklin. He's a visiting professor of law and public policy at Marquette University Law School and director of the Marquette Law School poll. Charles, what are you seeing in polls about this recall election? Any indication of how folks are coming down at this point?
Yeah, I think Sean nailed it in his description of the state. What we're seeing on the recall is, first of all, more people say they're following the recall election than say they're following the presidential election. So it's not just anecdotal evidence. Our polling shows us that there's a little more intensity focused on the recall. The second is the margin between Scott Walker, the incumbent governor, and the two leading Democratic challengers has been within the margin of error of all four of the most recent polls done in the state, all taken over the last 10 days or so. And a couple, including the one I direct, the Marquette Law School poll, shows Walker ahead by 2 to 4 points, but other polling shows the Democrat ahead by 2 to 4 points. And all of that is within the margin of error. So the high intensity that we mentioned earlier, the intense polarization that divides the state, basically 47-47 plus or minus 2 or 3, that I think is what you're seeing dominate the state right now.
And Sean, one more question. Mitt Romney has come out and said he supports Governor Walker. Governor Walker has not endorsed a Republican candidate in this presidential primary so far. Is that an endorsement that Republican candidates want in Wisconsin for primary voters?
I think they would love it among primary voters. Right now, Mitt Romney sort of hanging his hat on an endorsement from Paul Ryan, you know, one of the other conservative stars, or the other conservative star really in Wisconsin, the architect of the House budget. But Walker has not endorsed so far. You know, all the Republicans have come out and said that they support him.
All right, that's Sean Johnson, Capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio, and Charles Franklin, director of the Marquette Law School poll. Thank you to both of you.
What do you think? That frenzy that Charles Franklin, you know, you want the election to be on the same day. That would be the thing, because then the turnout for Walker or against Walker might have something to do with the primary. Who do you think this intensity favors?
It's fascinating because you think the divisiveness would turn people off, but it sounds like everybody's got an opinion on the recall.
I wonder if Walker intense supporters are Santorum voters. And if the general increased intensity brings more GOP to the poll, and that actually gives Romney a bigger victory. Who knows?
Hmm.
That's interesting.